It's time for overtime.
Now that's a tourist attraction.
In the world of sports, it's all about the playmakers in today's headlines, from locals to the pros, with interviews from local standouts and sports all-stars across the country that will have you talking.
Turns, shoots, scores!
Hear from coaches to players, sports analysts, and broadcasters who are a part of the action every day. Overtime, now with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
It's hour number two on a Thursday, August 20th edition of Overtime. Just wrapped up Minnesota Vikings Thursday, hour number one with Dustin Baker. For you fans of the purple and gold, you can view the podcast link, listen to it wherever you get your pods. Also, ESPNSiouxFalls.com and on the free ESPN Sioux Falls mobile app. Still to come today, we'll dive into your headlines and highlights, latest from the NFL, some injury news, as well as a season preview ahead of the New Orleans Saints. Lot to like about that team. They're probably the most likable ugly duck from last year. Six wins, last in the division, but a lot of people are projecting a worst to first jump, or a worst to not worst jump for the New Orleans Saints this year. I don't see a lot of playoff prognostication around this team, but I do see a lot of love, a lot of room for growth in the Big Easy in New Orleans. We'll dive into a Saints preview here shortly. Talk with Packer running back and Jackrabbit alum Pierre Strong Jr. here in about 12 minutes on today's show. And then we round out and wrap up the show with a half hour dedicated to Augustana Viking football. Head coach Jerry Olszewski, quarterback Gunnar Hensley, and defensive end Tyler Byrne in studio here in about 25 minutes. Very excited for that conversation that is coming up really darn soon. Let's dive into the world of the scorecard. Yesterday in the AL Central, Detroit lost to Pittsburgh 4-3. The White Sox won against the rival Cubbies 3-0. And the Minnesota Twins broke out the brooms. They sweep the Atlanta Braves after being swept by the Phillies. AJ Minter scores win number two of the year. Here's Twins manager Derek Shelton on a successful follow-up series.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, coming off getting swept to start the homestand by a really good Phillies team, and you know, even going back to Sunday where we had a 5-0 lead in the first and weren't able to hold on, but was really proud of our group. There were a lot of things that we did on the positive side, and we ended up beating a really good team.
That's Twins manager Derek Shelton. As we move through the scorecard here, other finals in the AL Central, the Guardians fell yesterday at home to San Francisco 1-0. And also in the Central, the Cellar Dweller, the Kansas City Royals, won yesterday against the West Sacramento A's. That score 9-7. Kansas City 54-74. Today and tonight in Major League Baseball, Twins are off. They begin a series on the road at San Diego on Friday. Cardinals at Reds underway. Giants at Guardians underway in 5 minutes. A's and the Royals collide in Kansas City at 1:10. That's the same start time that the Brewers will host the Mariners. White Sox home to the Braves later on in an hour. WNBA basketball, Olivia Miles dinged up in a victory for the Minnesota Lynx, 77-66. That is win number 30 on the season for one of the best teams in the WNBA this year. Miles finished with 20 points and 7 assists. College football news, not a ton right now, but how about shooting armadillos in the middle of the night? That's a real headline from Stillwater, Oklahoma, and head coach of the Cowboys, Eric Morris.
Brain's going constantly, and so it's something I don't sleep very well. I've had a couple armadillo problems tearing up my lawn, and so finally a couple days ago I just popped up at 2:30 because I couldn't sleep and thinking about something. I thought it was a great opportunity to go outside, and luckily I found him. This is my first experience with an armadillo, and he was crushing my yard, my flower beds, my digging everything up, and but I got him about 2:30. Had to send a text message to my neighbors. I apologize for the gunshot. I am in the country, so it wasn't legal. But I did get rid of him just because I don't sleep right now. You know, I think just naturally that clock's going off in your mind. Continue to race on the things we're doing good right now and what we need to continue to build on.
All right. Hunting, shooting armadillos in the middle of the night, carrying the storylines from college football for now. Season about a week away for college football for many, many programs. Over to the NFL. Week 2 of the preseason begins tonight. Raiders and Texans from Houston, a 7 o'clock go time on ESPN. Niners and Chargers, 9 o'clock on the NFL Network. Tomorrow night, we'll see the Packers and Broncos from Denver, 8 o'clock on NFL Network. And Saturday, Lions home to the Commanders at 11 a.m. Vikings host the Ravens at noon. Bears at Bengals at 6. Chiefs at the Bucks, 6:30. Here is an absurd storyline from the NFL. There is a handful of players in the state of Mississippi that have been granted a temporary restraining order, which allows guys that have made the leap to the NFL as an undrafted free agent or otherwise, handful of players that are in training camp right now or were in training camp with an NFL team, that can leave the team and go back to college to play football immediately. Here's Adam Schefter on that stunning headline.
So you're talking about the prospect of multiple players who don't make it on the NFL rosters, then having the option, potentially, of going back to play in college football. And then there'll be cases where even a player who has the chance to join a NFL practice squad or even an active roster at the veteran minimum might opt to go back to college football. So college football programs now, as Pete Thamel alluded to, are actually looking at NFL teams and studying preseason tape to figure out how they might round out their roster. And if they're bringing in NFL players on September 1st, then that means they're cutting some players from their college programs. And we are living in an unprecedented Wild West world where it's gotten crazier and crazier. And this may be the single craziest moment that we've seen yet.
Hey, wouldn't surprise me if we get a little crazier. We're talking about hunting armadillos at 2:30 a.m. in Stillwater, and we're talking about professional NFL athletes, guys that have made the jump, signed contracts, worn NFL helmets and pads, and maybe even suited up in games already, saying, okay, I'm not going to make this roster. Let me go back to Oklahoma, or let me go back to, Ole Miss and Mississippi and those schools and other schools. They're going to enter the transfer portal, have an opportunity to inject some talent into rosters and also turn some depth charts on their heads just about a week and a half away from the start of the season. Absurd storyline there for sure. Let's dive right in to some NFL news. But first things first, life is busy this time of year. Quickstar certainly gets that. From fresh coffee and tasty bakery treats to grab-and-go meals, Quickstar is your partner and your one-stop shop for variety, quality, and fast service. There's no doubt about it. If you need gas, they've got fully guaranteed gas that keeps you moving. You can enjoy free ATMs, free air for your tires, and clean restrooms with each and every visit. They're there to make your life easier with fresh groceries, easy meals, and service with a smile. That is Quickstar, where your day gets better. And better than that, how about skipping the line, skipping the wait, and taking advantage of another great feature inside the Quick Rewards app? That is the opportunity to order ahead. You can order and take care of your payment ahead of time. You can park and have it brought to your car curbside or pick it up in store. We're talking your favorites like fried chicken, great lunch options, pizza, as well as take-home meals. That is the Quick Rewards app. You need to have it on your phone. Save big and also order ahead with Quickstar and the Quick Rewards app. Let's get right to it. Some injury news here. Dings and Dents always brought to you by Wayne and Mary's Nutrition Center. Bad news for a big star tight end and a young star tight end of the NFL. Tyler Warren sustained a groin injury in yesterday's joint practice with the Falcons and did not return. Colts have already been navigating practice without top receiver Alec Pierce, still sidelined after undergoing offseason ankle surgery. And now they might be without their most targeted pass catcher from a year ago when Warren caught 76 passes as a rookie. Colts head coach Shane Steichen had no details on the severity. We did get a little bit of an update. Looks like at least a week on the shelf for Tyler Warren. Commanders defensive lineman Jerjan Newton, underwent surgery yesterday to repair a torn pec. Source confirmed Newton is expected to miss a significant period of time because of the injury. Second round pick played into the middle of the second quarter of Washington's preseason opening win over the Dolphins on Friday, and a torn pec surgery complete. He's going to be out for a good amount of time. We touched on the tough injury news for the Texans wide receiver unit yesterday. Jaden Higgins, Iowa State alum, did suffer a torn ACL. He will miss the remainder of the season. The big news for one of the biggest men in the NFL is that the hold-in contract stalemate and standoff between the Buccaneers and defensive tackle Vita Vea ended yesterday when the team announced they had agreed to terms on a contract extension. Vea and his agent, Colin Roberts, reached an agreement with the Buccaneers on a one-year extension that adds $6 million to the $18 million he was already set to make this year for a total of $24 million plus an additional $24 million next year. So it is a $30 million Band-Aid here to say, come on, we need you. Get on the bus. Let's go to work. $30 million, $6 million this year, fully guaranteed $24 million next year. Wise move by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, get your quarterback deal done, Tampa. That would be appreciated if you're a Buccaneer fan, I'm sure. Former Cowboy Pro Bowl cornerback and one-time cup of coffee haver in Lambeau Field, Trayvon Diggs plans to sign a one-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks. Source told ESPN's Adam Schefter on Wednesday. Of course, the Seahawks still plan, according to Schefter, to sign cornerback Terrion Arnold, but with no word on when he'll be available to play amid his ongoing legal case, Diggs gives them more immediate help, no doubt, at the position. Lastly here, let's preview our team of the day. We are in a hurry. Got to get to our conversation with SDSU Jackrabbit alum and Packer running back Pierre Strong Jr. The New Orleans Saints come into focus right now on a Thursday. This is probably the most talked about worst team in their division in the NFL. Maybe the Lions are in that conversation, but as far as a team that won six games a season ago, the Saints are getting some love. 6-11, fourth in the NFC South. They did win four of their final five games. Head coach Kellen Moore is entering year number two. They added and added big to this roster this offseason. They signed a deal with running back Travis Etienne, coming over from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tackle, guard, hybrid David Edwards, linebacker Caden Ellis. Also added a punter, tight end, and backup quarterback Zach Wilson is the signee there. The draft, they loaded up on pass catchers. Tight end Oscar Delp joins wide receivers Bryce Lance and Jordan Tyson as draftees. They also got a deal done drafting defensive tackle Kristen Miller out of Georgia. Departures are not super numerous, but some big names here. Cornerback Alante Taylor, linebacker DeMario Davis, and tight end Foster Moreau depart the Saints this offseason. Last year, they were bad offensively, 23rd in yards, 28th in points. Defensively, they were a lot better than you remember. They were 9th in yards allowed, 16th in points allowed per game. That is not a bad defense. Run-of-the-mill defensive unit for the Saints a season ago. They did not do a good job of taking care of the football. They were minus 4 in turnover margins. Strength of schedule, they have the second easiest schedule in the NFL. Wide open is how I characterize the NFC South. Playoffs unlikely, but could surprise. So DraftKings Sportsbook over-under this morning, 7.5. I am taking the over on the Saints. I think this is an 8 or 9 win team. Don't think playoffs are super likely or likely, very likely, for the New Orleans Saints. I do like what they're building there in the Big Easy, but might be a year away. When we come back, time to talk Green Bay Packers with running back and SDSU Jackrabbit alum Pierre Strong Jr. Stick around. Augie Football in the studio 15 minutes from now. Overtime on a Thursday continues right after this.
Get ESPN with the free app and online. Grab your phone or call us up on your smart device. Now let's get you back to overtime with Bert Ramin on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO.
Right back with you. It is hour number two on a Thursday edition of Overtime here on ESPN Sioux Falls. It's the time of year to preview the season ahead. South Dakota high school, South Dakota college football, and out and about to the National Football League. We like to check in with our area alums as well. That's what we're doing over to Titletown, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Right now we go. Current Packer running back, South Dakota State Jackrabbit alum, one of the best Jackrabbit running backs in program history, joins us right now, Pierre Strong Jr. on the ESPN hotline. Pierre, it's great to have you, my friend. How you doing? How is Wisconsin treating you this week?
I'm doing good. Wisconsin treating me great. Everything. I'm blessed, man. I appreciate you for having me.
Hey, certainly it's fun to check in on all of our area alums. Certainly a couple Jackrabbits, very notable Jackrabbits of the past, are suited up in green and gold now. Yourself, Tucker Kraft. We'll talk about Tucker with you here in a moment. But I wanted to check in on you, man. How has the offseason treated you? You're just about a year into being a Green Bay Packer. How is everything going, and what do you make of the camp grind, the time you're in right now? It's a tough time, but a fun time of year, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, man. Right now, man, you know, I'm just my head down, chopping wood, man. Just staying to work, staying consistent, man. And, you know, trying to give myself a role on this team, man. And like I said, man, it's a grind. You know, it's one of them grinds where, you know, once I retire, you know, you look back and you appreciate it. You know, it's not fun while you're in it, but afterwards, I already know it's going to be a blessing and good stories after.
And certainly, it's a labor of love. We're talking with current Packer running back, Jackrabbit alum Pierre Strong Jr. here on the Thursday edition of Overtime. Pierre, talk to me about the running back room. Obviously, you guys have a wide variance of experience and so much excitement there in running back. Josh Jacobs, youngster Marshawn Lloyd, Chris Brooks also re-signing with the team. You got youngsters Damian Martinez, Jaden Nixon, and yourself. What do you make of the blend of talent there? I mean, obviously, you're competing with these guys, but you're also making each other better each and every day.
Yes, yeah, like you said, man, we competing every day. You know, we brothers, but at the end of the day, you know, we all competing for a job. So, you know, and we all, you know, all bring different varieties to the backfield and what we can do. You know, we're a great group, though. You know, everybody got a unique, something unique about them. So, you know, we just apply ourselves to the game, and we just continue to move forward, making each other better every day.
Pierre, you've had a couple stops so far in your NFL career, New England up there in Foxborough, Cleveland, and now Green Bay. Take us through what it's like to suit up for the Green Bay Packers. You were elevated to the active roster a couple times last year. You also have obviously stuck around this offseason, working on carving out a roster spot this fall. What does it mean to you? Describe the feeling of being a Green Bay Packer these days.
Man, it's a wonderful feeling. You know, it's one of those towns like, everybody's here is a Packers fan, you know. It kind of gave me that college Brookings feel, you know. It's the only thing you can do really is play football and focus on, you know, yourself and football, you know. So it's a great town. I love this town, man. You know, you get love everywhere you go. Everybody know you're a Packer. And, like I said, the games be packed. I got here last year, so I got to experience some of the games and just see the atmosphere and how well the fans travel, too. That was an eye-opener. We got a lot of fans that travel. And like I said, man, that's a great place to be. And just, you know, I got my daughter and my girl. So it's just, you know, raising my family here. It's a great town.
And certainly have heard that before. A lot of similarities between Sioux Falls and Green Bay, Brookings and Green Bay as well. Packer running back, South Dakota State Jackrabbit alum Pierre Strong Jr., our guest here on a Thursday. Pierre, what kind of comfort does it give you to have a fellow Jackrabbit in that locker room in Tucker Kraft? Obviously, he has met his moment and put his staple down as one of the best tight ends in the league. But as far as familiarity, familiar faces, and guys that are cut their teeth in the same college town that you did, same college program, how much does that make it easier to be there in Green Bay and work through a transition in your career with Tucker in the locker room?
Yeah, man, Tuck, great guy, man. You know, couldn't ask for a better guy, man. Tuck, same guy. You know, from when I met him when we went to college to now, same guy. You know, never let his highs get too high or his lows get too low. He's the same guy. You're going to get the same guy from when I met him when he was a freshman to now he's one of the top leading tight ends in the league. So, you know, Tucker is just a brother to me, man. You know, he always, like, asks me how I'm doing. You know, just the little things like that make me feel comfortable. And, you know, he always, if I need help with anything, like the playbook or something, he quick to jump on it because, you know, he know the whole playbook. You know, he's been here going on, I think this year, three or four for him. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Yep. I think four.
Number four.
But, number four. So, you know, look, like I said, man, Tucker's just a brother to me, man. We've been together since, you know, for years now, you know, college and now in the league. So it's a wonderful experience.
Talking with Pierre Strong Jr., current Green Bay Packer running back, South Dakota State Jackrabbit alum, one of the most accomplished running backs in Jackrabbit football history. Couple Green Bay related questions, man. I'm going to put you on the spot here. I need to know, what is your review of cheese curds? And if you had to choose, I'm going to really put you on the spot. You all hear about SDSU ice cream up in Brookings. If you had to choose SDSU ice cream or cheese curds in Green Bay, what are you choosing and why?
Oh man, that's a trick question. They're both great, mm-hmm. man. But I'm gonna have to go with the Wisconsin cheese curds.
As a Wisconsin kid,
I'm not really an ice cream guy though. I'm not an ice cream guy though, so that's what I have to go with. tea is good.
Hey, certainly Green Bay's got it covered, too. A lot of good custard out in that side, outside of that part of the country. Lastly here, as far as the Packers go, man, I want to talk to you about a cool tradition. Obviously, Green Bay is very connected to that community. You mentioned that earlier. It's a stadium in the middle of a neighborhood. Everybody loves the Packers. There's cars everywhere during game day, all sorts of great environment. I got to ask you, though, as far as the bike riding training camp, have you had any great memories made there so far? Because there's always youngsters looking to link up with a player. Have you had any great memories made so far riding bikes to practice in Green Bay?
Oh, yeah. The first day, you know, as training camp goes, in the dog, we call it the dog days. I normally don't get on bikes now because of how my body feeling. But the first day I did actually experience it, it was great, man. You know, just, you know, when you walk out there, it's a bunch of kids. They look up to us, and, they just want us to ride their bikes and, you know, sign their autographs. Only way to practice, you know, it's a cool experience that I never really experienced that before until I got here. So it was a well-organized experience, and I loved every bit of it.
And certainly a lot of fun to be had. Packer running back, Jackrabbit alum Pierre Strong Jr., our guest here on a Thursday. Pierre, talk to us about your time at SDSU. Obviously, it's a well-established championship-winning program in recent memory. But what do you think that has done for you in the start to your career in the NFL? The foundation that was laid in Brookings helped you how in the NFL so far?
Man, when I first got to Brookings, man, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. You know, I come all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So when I first, you know, my parents, they took me up. I packed the truck up. We drove up. I think it was like 12, 13 hours. When I got there, man, it was just, you know, from day one, I could just feel the family, you know, it was the family-oriented program. And, you know, I had coaches like Jason Neck and Jimmy Rogers and John Johnson and Coach Stiglmeyer. They just continued to push me, you know. Like my freshman year, my redshirt year, you know, I got homesick. So, you know, but the brothers around me on the team and the coaches there, man, they really pushed me. And when I finally got my opportunity, you know, I didn't look back. So, man, SDSU made, you know, it turned me into a man. You know, I was a teenager coming out. I was 18, just coming into a whole new, brand new town where I couldn't call mom or dad and say, hey, mom, I need this, I need that. And they right there. You know, I had to turn into a man. So, you know, Brookings turned me into a man, you know, just having to handle things on my own, off the field, and, you know, just in the summertime, you know, we didn't have NIL when I was in college, so, mm-hmm. you know, I had to get a job and, you know, make sure I had money and everything like that. So it just turned me from a little boy to a grown man, actually.
And I got to ask you this also, man. You're from Arkansas. That's a warm weather place. So far in your NFL career, college career also, you played in Brookings, South Dakota, outside cold weather venue. Then you went to Foxborough, outside cold weather venue. Cleveland, same deal, and now Green Bay. Are you feeling pretty acclimated to the cold, snowy, nasty, yucky weather in the northern part of our country?
Yes, I am. Like I said, like, that's another thing Brookings has taught me. You know, I got used to the cold. I remember we played USD. It was a home night game. Man, I think the windshield was probably negative 13, you know, ice on the ground. And I think that was my best game in my career, you know. So the weather, you know, as I get the plan, like you said, I've been to all cold states and played for all cold teams. Like, it don't really faze me anymore. I learned how to, you know, how to get ready for practice, how to get ready for the game, you know, how to keep my legs warm. So that's another thing Brookings taught me. When I first got there, I remember it was a blizzard my freshman year. So I'll never forget that one. But after that, man, I just acclimated to the weather. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just go out there and play ball.
Wrapping up our conversation with Packer running back, Jackrabbit alum Pierre Strong Jr., currently working on making the Packers opening day roster here this fall. Very fun conversation continuing here on a Thursday, Pierre. There are a lot of players out there that say, hey, coach, look at me. I can throw the football. I can do that in a spot here and there. I know Savion Williams at wide receiver has some gadget experience, QB experience. Of course, there's 3-4 great quarterbacks there in Green Bay right now. But have you let Coach LaFleur know that you had 6 touchdown passes in college?
No, I didn't let him know that. I didn't let him know that. Not yet. I ain't let him know that yet. Yeah. But That was some cool days, man. That was some cool days. I didn't know I had six, though.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like four. I didn't know it was six, but, yeah, that's a blessing.
Hey, not a single incompletion, according to GoJacks.com. In the passing career, Pierre Strong Jr., great to have you, man. Last question here for you, just in terms of feedback and where you are right now in your career, where do you think you've grown in the last couple of years as a running back in the NFL, and what's a big goal or two over the next couple of weeks? Where are you still hoping to round your game into form? Where can you get better as a player in the next couple of weeks and in the season ahead, hopefully for the Packers?
Yeah, you know, in my career, I learned how to, it's a small thing, but it's really good for your body. But I learned how to, just get ready for practice and get ready for games, you know, get my body going. As I get older, you know, I'm not 19, 20, 21, 22 no more. So, you know, I can't just come out for doing whatever and then just run, get on the field and run. Like, I can't just do that no more. So I learned how to, pre-practice, get ready, pre-game, get ready. And just get my body ready to go on, get my body going. And then in the future, you know, I just plan on working, just maintaining or get faster, you know, keep working on my hands at the backfield, my pad level, always making the first guy miss. You know, that's what the great backs has done. You know, once you make that first guy miss, you know, who's to say what's going to happen next. So that's what I'm just continuing to work on, my pad level and just making guys miss. You know, keep my hands and my speed. You know, them the things that got me here. I got to maintain and not get better.
Hey, seriously, we wish you nothing but the best. Rooting for Pierre Strong Jr. from right back here in South Dakota. Hope you make the roster. Hope you make all sorts of waves the rest of the way, my friend. Thank you so much for the time. We'll do it again real soon. And best of luck the rest of the way, Pierre. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Overtime is in the middle of your workday. Unwrap your sandwich and get caught up with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
It's hour number two on a Thursday, August 20th edition of Overtime. It's hard to believe we've been talking about football season for an eternity. Countdown to the NFL, college football, high school football. We're 1 week away from college football here in the Sioux Empire as next Thursday, out and about on the road, Augustana is going to face off with Missouri Western, a 7 o'clock go time. Then they'll be on the road at Duluth before being home. Home opener for the Augustana Vikings to Why Not, My Not State coming up on September the 12th. You can view the schedule, the nuts and bolts, the roster, and every story you need to get prepped and ready for the Augustana Viking football season at GoAugie.com. We welcome in longtime friend of the show, head football coach Jerry Olszewski. Got a couple team captains in here, quarterback Gunnar Hensley, defensive end pass rusher Tyler Byrne. Great to have you guys. Coach, we'll talk to you here first, man. It's always good to see you. How you doing as we are 1 week away from football?
I'm blessed. And Bert, thank you so much for having us in. And thank you for letting me bring two of my guys in.
Of course,
because
man.
Because that's what it's all about. But it's awesome to see you, brother.
Hey, it's great to see you as well. We're down to the nuts and bolts, nitty gritty here. But was kind of a surprising story out GoAugie.com. You guys made a coaching hire in the last couple of weeks, adding an offensive line coach. Tell us about that and what coach brings to the mix here as you guys gear up for the season.
Yeah, it's not our first time having to cycle out coaches and all the different scenarios that happen with that. We're really fortunate to find Ryan McFadden. And Ryan's got a 20-year history in college football and stepped away for family matters for a year, and I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Had the itch to get back. Thankfully, had a really good relationship with our offensive coordinator, Andrew Loudenbach, and the comfort was immediate. Now the players' adjustment is still happening, and that's part of the process. You know, we've lost six coaches in the last 2 years that have gone on to other opportunities, and I think we're holding our own. You know, every time that it's changed, it's worked out really good, no different than defensively. You know, having Coach King and Coach Skolton as co-coordinators, it's been a smooth transition for the most part. The players would have a good say on that because they're in the immediate. But I know in our staff meetings, it's been really good.
Certainly, it's a big season ahead for you. A lot of big coaches have come and gone through the program, Coach, and certainly really great mentor of a head coach to help through those transitions. Let's talk about this mid-August feeling and buzz. How jacked up are you for this season as you guys get going? You guys are well thought of, 20th in the AFCA preseason poll, which I know coaches love preseason prognostication. I know they don't, but you guys have a number in front of your name. I think that means quite a lot.
Yeah, I think that speaks to the volume of work that has been put in more than anything else, especially this early in the season. And to get your name on there, you know, when I first got that job, Augustana wasn't a football school. And now Not only are we a football school, but we're coast to coast. People know who we are, where we're from, and what kind of ball we play. And that's a testament to the players we recruit. At the end of the day, we recruit the whole country. Now, here, right here today, we got a quarterback from California, a D lineman from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I think we have 17 states on our roster, and they all come in for one thing, and that's to be the best version of ourselves we can be. So all those numbers don't be anything until we do something about it, but it's a one-game season, and I know that sounds trite, but these guys understand where I come from on that. You got to earn everything you get, and we're going to prove it every week.
Hey, Boot to Ball coming up a week from tonight, Thursday the 27th of August, 7 o'clock go time against Missouri Western on the road. We get a preview of that game before we're done here with Coach O.J. Lastly, for now with you, Coach. We talked about the lid, the spring ball recap. I said, any chance you're going to fiddle around? You said, no, I love that thing, love the way it's laid out. We're never messing with our helmet. You guys messed with the unis, and I love it, man. The light blue. I don't want to call it powder blue, Carolina blue. I don't want to call it the Charger blue. Give me your take on that. That's a pretty cool-looking alternate uniform you guys have debuted recently.
Well, it's interesting. We just walked through the door with Jeff Haughey, from the station. And our guys from the 80s, our team has wanted it for 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And when I first asked, we got denied, and some of our other programs got that opportunity. So had some alumni step up, and I said, whether you help us or not, if my wife and I got to pay for them, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And alumni stepped up in a major way, and we had them paid for, and you know they'll debut this year. Guys love them. I think they look great in them, and especially with the white helmet, it's a good offset. It's the day and age of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, logo isn't going to change. I think we got the best in the nation. So now what do we do about how we look? And you know, that old adage the players always say, mm-hmm. You know, look great, feel great, play great. Mm-hmm. Well, we look great, and I hope we feel great to play great.
And certainly you got five great team captains to anchor this year's team. One of them in studio right now, two of them actually, but senior defensive end Tyler Byrne, we'll go to him first. Tyler, a Wisconsin kid, Appleton native of Wisconsin. Welcome in. I know this is a cool studio for you, man. You are not a Viking fan. I got a lot of Viking people in here that say, oh, what are we doing in here? But this is fun, man. This is cool, collecting all this Packer stuff. Talk me through your playing background, your time at Augie, and what it means to you to be a team captain here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Being a team captain is a kind of a testament of leadership. I feel very honored that the rest of my teammates kind of voted me into this role. It's a great opportunity for me to kind of take advantage and lead in ways that maybe I haven't before. In terms of playing background, redshirted my freshman year, and then I've played in, I believe, every game since then, from redshirt freshman year till now, and just the development through those 5 years under Coach OJ and my position coach, Coach Skolton, has been great. Augie's been everything that I could have ever wanted it to be, and I'm excited for a final opportunity to go out and do some really special things with this group of guys.
You played with a lot of good players on these Augie defenses over the years, some secondary guys that have had NFL opportunities. You guys have played along with many other good accomplished pass rushers, run stuffers. Talk me through this defense this year. Get me fired up about Augie Viking defense.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously our coordinators have changed a little bit, but at the end of the day, our bases are the same. We've got we want to play fast. We want to play physical. And I think we kind of see that going through spring ball, going through this fall camp. There's a big emphasis on being the fastest group out there and also being the group that is willing to do more, just being physical and kind of doing whatever it takes to get a stop or to get a turnover and whatnot, get it back into Gunner's hands.
Let's talk about your time here since that redshirt freshman year, your experience playing. Where have you kind of grown? I know there's a lot of personal growth in college for everybody, but kind of grinding your axe over time as a football player, you kind of learn who you are, what you're about, and what you want to be, what you're going to be in a hurry. Big areas of growth for you as a player in person during your time here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, biggest thing I'd say is the mental aspect of it, recognizing formations, tendencies, things like that. With repetition, physical things come. So I'd say the biggest part was just kind of the mental aspect of everything.
And certainly a lot of room for growth. Lastly, before we talk with the senior quarterback, Gunner Hensley, Tyler Byrne, senior defensive end, Packer fan,
yes,
Wisconsin
sir.
Kid. Do you liken yourself to a J.J. Watt? Do you liken yourself to a Clay Matthews, Aaron Kampman? Give me a comp that Wisconsinites will like for Tyler Byrne's playing style.
I love to believe that I could model my game after J.J. Watt. Growing up in Wisconsin, he's obviously homegrown, mm-hmm. Badger, and unfortunately never made his way home to the Packers, but J.J. Watt would be my guy.
All right, there you go. Senior defensive end Tyler Byrne, pleasure to have him in studio. One of five team captains coming up this season for Augustana. The others, Christian Connolly, Gunnar Hensley, who we'll hear from here in a moment. He's the senior quarterback, specialist Jake Pacina, and Sam Skolten as well. Certainly a really, really talented group of captains. Over to the senior quarterback who had his junior season cut short with an injury, man. Last year had to be pretty darn tough for you, but we're excited to have you, excited to see you, and excited to see what you do this year. Welcome into the studio. How you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Bert.
Let's talk a little bit about what it means to you. I mean, last year was kind of interesting for you. You go through that, obviously the physical nature of injury is tough. The pain, the rehab is tough, but what goes on between the years is also just as important and difficult, and working through kind of the mental hurdles of getting back to the game, being confident in the injured aspect of your body, and also kind of working through those mental gymnastics along the way. How are you doing, and how was that process for you last year?
For sure. I'm doing great, feeling 100%, feeling really healthy. I think when I look back, like, just realizing that injuries are always part of this game, and that's how it's going to be for as long as this game's here. There is a big mental hurdle when you are injured. Last year definitely helped with the success we were having after I got hurt, just still being a part of that team and going on the run we did and really feeling the camaraderie that surrounded it. Made it easier to lean on my brothers during those times, like you said, where it's a mental challenge.
You guys had a lot of great quarterback play last year from top to bottom. Rich Lucero Jr. Doing a great job as well. California kid in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. How do you describe Sioux Falls and your time at Augie to folks back home?
I would say the people out here are the biggest difference. People are super friendly out here. From my first conversation with Coach O, I knew this place could feel like home for me. And the winters are a little tough, I'd say, compared to back home. But the summer's awesome, and really just the culture and the friendliness of the people around make it.
And certainly as a quarterback, there's a lot of good things you can do. You can make the big splash plays. But the one thing last year that stood out to me, man, is taking care of the football. I think you do that at any level. Coaches are going to really like trotting you out there. 13 touchdowns, no interceptions. What did you make of your time on the field last year, and what did you learn?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one of the biggest parts of quarterback play. I was actually watching a Bill Belichick interview at University of North Carolina yesterday, and he said the thing that made Tom Brady great wasn't his great plays. It was the lack of the bad ones. Year after year, when the Patriots had their dynasty, they were always the fewest turnovers, fewest third and longs, and really in the long term, that's what's going to get you wins and your team pushing forward deep into the playoffs. So that's something I pride myself a lot on, and at the end of the day, it's a team game. So the splash plays are always cool, but what really matters is the lack of negative plays.
Talking with senior Augustana Viking quarterback Gunnar Hensley here on a Thursday edition of Overtime. It's ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO. Talk up the rest of the offense, the hog mollies up front, the backs behind you, the guys that'll save your butt and pass pro, but also the guys out there, the skills that you're going to be throwing the football to. Talk to me about this Augustana Viking offense on the way.
Yeah, shoot. It's an awesome offense to be a part of. I mean, up front, starting from left to right, we got Corbin Workus, Elliot Renville, Josh Larson, Ryan Retzer, Caden Van Horsen, all big dudes, physical, fast, get after you. Our tight end room is stacked too. We got Will Lynch and Clay, who have played a lot for us. And then talking about speed, you got DJ Page, Braylon, Cody Oswald, our new transfer, Isaiah Lemon, Neil, Sam. I mean, there are so many names that can make big plays week to week, and you're going to keep hearing new names because we got that much talent in that room.
I can tell you guys are great teammates, man. My goodness. The fact that you could just rattle off boom, 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 boom through the guys that protect you. I can tell you want to be protected also. That senior quarterback, Gunnar Hensley, senior defensive end, Tyler Byrne. Back to coach Jerry Olszewski. Impressive young men, man. I know that's not a surprise to you. Every year I tell you, gosh, you got some great people in this program. The program shapes the people, but also bringing them in already that way certainly makes a difference. Team captains, you got five of them. These two rock solid. Take us through the other three and what they mean to the program, why they earned that C on their chest.
Yeah, the other guys on the defensive side is Christian Connolly. Overall, I'll say this about this group, and I've said it publicly a lot. All of them started as redshirts. And work their way up through it. They got tutored by guys who were pretty good, right? But every one of the captains is a team guy, as selfless as it comes, and they just want to win. They want to play hard. They want to be respected, and they want to win. Like a competitive group. You could go into the weight room. watch our guys work out and have a pretty good idea that these guys are alpha dogs. That's when I think you hit the mark right. And it's the players. You know, I've only vetoed two times in my 13 years here where I vetoed a captain off and made a different decision. That is a player decision, so you earn that respect. So Christian is on the defensive end. It is interesting having two of the defensive captains be on the line.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to infuse leadership into some other players that it's coming, and that's what fall camp was about, summer conditioning was about, and there's some that are blossoming now. On the offensive side, the other captain is Sam Skolten. Another red shirt, didn't play much, grinder, continues to do the right thing. I think he's the best holder in the country. Saved our bacon several times last year. But Sam's just the do-right guy and literally is a coach on the field. Like, when he's out there, he's even when he's not in, he's coaching the other receivers and giving the secrets of the trade of how to do it better. Gunny can do it and will do it post-snap and sometimes pre-snap. But when you have a guy behind him that's telling him all camp long about you need to release inside, look for the ball here, he's looking in that window. That's next-level type of teamwork stuff. And then Jake Pacina is our other captain. I only know of one other captain in the history of Augustana football that was a kicker or punter, and that was Joe Nordine, our kicking coach. It's just not common, but the respect he's earned by his work ethic. And I'll sum it up on this. We had conditioning early in camp, first couple days. We did some conditioning. And then we went field goal after. I said, you guys don't need to run right now. You can run after field goal and go get it done. He said, team's running, we're running. He went and ran all the sprints with the guys, all the cross fields, and it was a tough one because we jumped on a few of them, so we had to run some extras and went 10 for 10 right after that on field goal. He's a team guy.
Hopefully he lands in Green Bay someday. We need
I would love that. I would love that. And then he's also an All-American kicker, or punter, I should say. So, I mean, we got some great leadership. But, again, I'll go back to whether you got a quarterback from California, Mission Hills, he's an Augustana Viking. And when Gunner walks into the room, you know who the alpha is, and that was earned. But I'll say that about all these kids. They have the keys to my house.
Amazing stuff. And five team captains for Augustana Viking football this fall. By the way, about Jake Pacina, Trent Singer of Sioux Falls Live did a featured story. That's up right now. SiouxFallsLive.com on a team captain, kicker, punter, and more than that. Football player Jake Pacina, one of five team captains for Augustana this fall. Head coach Jerry Olszewski. Give me the nuts and bolts here, man. Offense, defense, special teams. What kind of is lighting the fire for you here ahead of the season for those three phases of the game?
I think the biggest thing right now is our guys trust me, and these two can speak differently, but I've done this for a minute, and I call it out like it is. You know, we have some things we got to polish up right quick in the next 7 days. Mm-hmm. Offensively, I feel really good where we're at. Gunner hit it on the head perfectly. There's so many different weapons. We just got to make sure that it doesn't get selfish. Just do your job, and it'll come. Everybody will have success if it gets there. And I think we've done a wonderful job of that, spreading around between run pass, who's catching the ball, who's running the ball. It's been really, really good. Defensively, I see us getting better every day. Every day we're taking one step forward. Like literally every day you see a little bit of improvement. And when it steps back, and that's what we've been talking about, is that consistency of play. And I feel confident that by Saturday we'll roll it out and get better. But I do think our defense is going to be one that gets better every week. I do think that's going to happen, at least my vision of what's going on. Special teams, you know, we got a great kicker, great punter. We got to clean some stuff up in that area because that's a facet of the game we have to win if we're going to meet the goals that we have intended as a team. And that's playing into late December, not first week in December. That's the goal. That's what we're after. And that's now cleaning up those things and challenging guys to get outside of themselves and just do your job.
Lastly, Coach, wrapping up our conversation, big, long studio chat, whole half-hour studio chat centered up on Augustana Viking football here. Coach Jerry Olszewski, team captain, senior quarterback Gunner Hensley, defensive end, also a senior Tyler Byrne in studio. Coach, the schedule, you guys are going to be away from home until the middle of next month. September 12th will be the opener against Minot. You got two games back to bat, Minot and Moorhead. But before then, you got Missouri Western. That's a tough team, tough conference. We talked about that last year. Really good opener. Both teams played very hard. You guys end up getting out of that with a win. You guys are going to be at Duluth after that. Just take us through the schedule, how it's laid out for you, and just some thoughts in the challenging start here. Two very tough teams on the road to start it out.
You could argue, you know, depending on, there's different leagues and different locations and everything, you could argue that we have a top five schedule in the country this year. And it starts off legit. You know, Missouri Westerns, and I tell our guys, they've played against an incredibly physical football team. Like, they pride themselves in their physicality. We got to make sure we match that and get them to panic a little bit. You know, we got to get them on their heels. They got a lot of new players, a lot in the transfer portal. I expect that we'll have some, you know, our goal is to get them to do some finger pointing, get them working against themselves, just being us and do it. We can't control anything that is written, what the schedule is. All we can do is show up. And then Duluth, obviously, is ranked ahead of us right now. It was a playoff team last year, a perennial power in the country that we always respect. We'll respect every opponent we play. But they better learn to respect us, too, and we got to earn that. So I'm really excited to get this team going. And then we finally get home against Minot, which is a triple option football team that prides themselves in physical play. So, I mean, it's just a really unique start to the season, but we'll find out a lot about ourselves real early. I'm confident that we'll be a good football team, but we're going to be pretty savvy by the time we get out of those first two games. We'll know where we need to get better, and we'll know what we do well. And my thought and prayer and hope is that our kids play with some confidence, some swagger, and you got to play us, not us playing you.
Love that. Five home games for Augustana this fall. Minot on September the 12th is the home opener. Moorhead the week to follow that. Also got Key to the City at home early October the 3rd. Southwest Minnesota State on October 24th. And then, of course, Wayne State coming in the regular season finale. Playoff tune-up game, I would say. November 14th, a Saturday. GoAuggie.com. Check in. Follow along with the program. Before we let you go, man, we got to talk Packers for 60 seconds here. Give me your take on Jordan Love, Tucker Kraft, Micah Parsons, hopefully back soon. Sooner than later in our Green Bay Packers. What do you think?
Well, I'll start with Tucker Kraft. There's no question in my mind he's the best tight end in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And he's so dynamic, and I pray he comes back well after his injury. Jordan's still got to prove it to me. I don't think he's consistent enough. He's made the big splash plays, but he's got to be consistent on third down to get him down the field on the Martin drives that matter. Last one and a half, first one and a half, and the last 4 minutes got to be better. And then defensively with the coordinator change, I thought Halfley was awesome.
Yep.
I want to see what they do at corner and if they're able to get out of some of the man stuff and play some zone to create some turnovers to flip the ball over. But I haven't really been spending too much time on Green Bay.
You're pretty busy. You got that Viking program to take care of. That's Coach Jerry Olszewski, quarterback Gunnar Hensley, defensive end Tyler Byrne. Always a blast to have you guys. Thanks so much for the time.
You're the man, Bert. Thank you, buddy.
All right. There's your Augustana Viking football season preview. And that concludes the Thursday edition of Overtime. We'll be chatting with you tomorrow. Opportunities to win on the show. Friday Parlay, High Noon Showdown. Beat up your neighbor for a prize pack on the show tomorrow with the High Noon Showdown. That and so much more on the way. That's your Augustana Viking football preview next Wednesday. We're talking nuts and bolts, previewing the Griffins of Missouri Western with Coach OJ. Our Viking chats each and every week will be Wednesdays at 11:20. Don't miss out on all that fun. We'll talk to you tomorrow when the next edition of Overtime rolls back around right here on your Sioux Falls Sports Leader.